Welcome to episode number 21 of Marketing Like Jesus, the show that helps business leaders learn how to change the world for good by applying God-centered business principles and strategies. This show is a weekly reminder that God knows more about our businesses than we do. I'm your host, Darren Shearer, author of the book Marketing Like Jesus and founder of Highbridge Books, which offers professional book publishing for inspiring thought leaders. On this week's episode, we have Dr. Jim Harris, author of 11 business books, including his new release, The Impactor, a parable on transformational leadership. Some of his previous books have been honored as a Fortune Magazine Best Business Book and as the American Management Association's Spring Selection. Over the past 25 years, Jim has spoken to hundreds of audiences around the world on transformational leadership, business excellence, building a high-performance culture, leading change, and motivating today's employees. And on a personal note, I started following his blog at toahigherlevel.com. I strongly recommend that you guys go and check him out and subscribe to his email list. And I instantly recognize that he is clearly one of the thought leaders at the forefront of helping Christians to make the connection between faith and business. Welcome to the Marketing Like Jesus podcast, Jim.
Thank you so much, Darren. I love the way you read exactly what I asked you to say about me. That was very humbling. Thank you very much.
Not quite.
Very kind.
No, I completely mean that. I mean, especially the part about you being at the forefront. I mean, I've been scouring the internet and scouring Twitter and looking high and low for people that are not just kind of taking the, you know, we'll talk about leadership, we'll talk about doing the right thing, but really making that explicit connection with God and with your faith. Because, I mean, ultimately, we need to at some point be clear about why we do what we do. And so those are, of course, some of the things we're going to be talking about today. But I just shared a brief introduction about you, but please tell us a bit more about yourself, and also let us know who are the types of people that you spend most of your time serving in business, and how do you serve them?
I'd be happy to, Darren. I have a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate in communication. So for all the years, even back in high school and speaking, I was comfortable in front of audiences. When I started my corporate climb in the early 80s, I had a 10-year fast track that ended up at the headquarters of a Fortune 500 firm for 5 years. I led the executive and leadership development for a $5 billion, 40,000 associate company with 1,700 locations. After that, wow, 5 years, as an insider, really it was a Fortune 250 size company, I decided to step out on my own. For the last 23 years now, I have been writing, speaking, learning from, consulting with, visiting some of the very best run companies in the world, everything from Walmarts and Best Buys and Verizons to fast growth Inc. 500 mid-sized companies to startup and even fast growth entrepreneurs. So whom I have been able to be around for many years are some of the great run companies. But over the last 3 years, Darren, I've had a tremendous change in my business. It's not typically keynote speaking. It's not typically breakout seminars. It's not going to the headquarters of Best Buy and discussing employee retention. God truly changed my business in a mighty way. And now, as you see, I am 100% committed to being a kingdom-led consultant, advisor, coach, business strategist. And that is how God has changed my business. Who do I deal with now? I've been fortunate to be hanging around great people that are members of FCCI. If you're not familiar with FCCI, listeners, I encourage you to go to FCCI.org. It's a Fellowship of Companies for Christ International, with groups like Marketplace Chaplains, which is the largest chaplaincy service in the world, and many Christian-run companies and men and women in privately held companies who want to run their businesses for God's glory. So I'm really hanging around with the people that have the same passion you and I have.
And so you're spending your time providing guidance. I mean, you're letting people know, like, what are the different Christian conferences that are coming up? You're sharing blogs that are packed with verses that will help people make a direct connection between their faith and their business. And just overall, how would you kind of summarize the place where you're at right now?
I would like to be considered a hub for Christians in business. Not only a resource to where I get to promote great books like I just did last week, a book called Marketing Like Jesus.
Yes. I think I know that guy.
I think I do too. But saying, hey, people, look at what we've got here. There is, Darren, as you know, a vibrant community emerging, a vibrant community of what I call two percenters, for-profit, privately held, biblically based firms that want to learn not just what we're supposed to do. Most of the time, the people I work with know what to do. They want to know how to do it. And so I'm really focusing on being a hub for biblically based best practices in Christian run firms.
Tell us about this Impact 500.
It's a concept that I've had for years that would be, and it is still in its formation process, of exactly what I just described, a place where Christian business leaders, managers, to-be managers and leaders, gather and share how they are going about doing what they're doing in the marketplace and how it aligns to biblical principles. Not so much another keynote on we need to be more spiritually led in business, and not another keynote on let's do a devotional keynote, if you will, on the parable of the talents, for example. But what are you actually doing? The challenges you face, for instance, my vision for the Impact 500 conferences would be tackling questions like, how do you handle benefits for gays in your workplace? Not saying there's a right or wrong, an absolute, but how do you attack it? How do you use the Bible? How do you use biblical principles in your strategic planning, in your employee relations? What are you doing? What's working? What have you learned? What are your challenges? And what can we all take away from that? That is a gap out there, Darren, right now that I'm just passionate to help
Absolutely.
Fill.
And what is the significance of the 500?
That is, as a marketing guru, you're one of the few that gets this, Darren. I've not been asked that question. And this is because you're in marketing. Part of my underlying strategy at my company, toahigherlevel.com, and the whole concept of the Impact 500 conferences, for example, is to become the comparison level alternative to the Inc. 500 and the Fortune 500. And the reason I picked in the book, The Impactor, the Inc. 500, is that wouldn't it be terrific if in the general marketplace, we studied the Fortune 500, and we do, and the Inc. 500 companies, and we do, and then used a biblical lens to say, is that something we'd want to consider? That's how we can be shrewd. But the Inc. 500 is not so much about 500 companies, as the other two lists are. It's about 500 years, how we can have an impact in eternity through our business. And wouldn't it be wonderful that we could have perhaps a voice in the marketplace of how Christian-based businesses that are stand on biblical principles, how they're integrating their faith in the marketplace as a contrast to the other prevalent secular groups.
I love it. So, Jim, when did you first make the connection between God's work and your work in business?
In the late 80s, I was really not following the Lord. In fact, I just recently blogged on this. And I picked up the Bible, having never read it cover to cover, with this question. I just started in the middle of my fast track in corporate America, secular fast track. And I said, I wonder what this book has to do with business. Well, was I just blown away? I read it cover to cover, kind of set it aside, and it took several more years, Darren. In fact, it was just 3 years ago that God just took my heart and said, it's time for you to come over to my side. You've been coaching and writing books and speaking on the secular side. Why don't you come over to my side? Mm-hmm. And so that is really where I began to make that connection. Yes, I want to give the rest of my life to helping uncover exactly what we've been talking about, how to apply biblical principles of excellence in the marketplace.
Hmm. Jim, what's one of your favorite business principles from the Bible, and specifically, how have you applied this in your business?
There's a couple that come to mind. First is one of my favorite parables is the parable of the talents. Mm-hmm. And when you go in Matthew 25, do a quick Bible search, you'll see that that is the last recorded parable before mm-hmm. Jesus enters Jerusalem for his, for the last few days. Isn't that interesting? The last recorded parable is one about business people. I expect an ROI, that you double your return. Mm-hmm. I think that's fascinating. And so when I look at my business, I know that God is expecting a return and that I want to please him on that return. And that if indeed I am following his principles, doing it his way for his glory and not mine, yes, he will double my efforts, double my impact, double. But it's not just for me to keep. It's for me to continue to spread the gospel. So that's one. Another one of my all-time favorite, and you don't typically think of this one, Darren, as a business impact parable, but it is. It's the parable of the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the story. And of course, the key, and that's in Luke 15, the key verse is Luke 15, 17, where finally the prodigal son, as you know, came to his senses. Mm-hmm. That's the phrase. But the next part of that verse 17 is the critical part. When he came to his senses, the Bible says, the first thing that boy, that lost boy, thought about was how well his father treated his employees.
Mm-hmm.
He said, even my father's employees have plenty of food to spare. Now, isn't that an amazing insight that even perhaps if a family's facing a prodigal, that the very thing that might bring them back to you, dad, to you, mom, is how well you treat your employees? I find that a fascinating parable. And that says a lot to me. That is critical in a Christian-based company, to treat your employees the best in the world.
Wow. That's powerful. How have you seen, how have you applied that in your business, or seen one of your clients, or helped one of your clients apply that in their business?
Well, it has a personal side story on this, Darren. I'm a father of a prodigal. And when he came to his senses, it wasn't so much about him seeing how I treated my employees. I have chosen to be a solo contributor for the last 22 years. That's just been my preference.
Right.
But when I see other business leaders, when I'm in my executive coaching, in my business consulting, in my retainer relationships, in business planning, and all that I do for 2%er companies, as I call them, the for-profit, privately held, biblically based, when they see that, and knowing that my personal side of the story, they say, wow, that absolutely exhorts as well as encourages them to kick it up a notch, if you will, like the name of my company, to a higher level, to take it to a higher level and how they create that corporate character. I don't mean culture, corporate character. That's much more important than corporate culture.
Yeah. So good. This next question is kind of one of the newer questions that I've brought into the interview. And it's because I really believe that the marketplace is where God wants to wants to do some miracles. And in fact, 39 of the 40 miracles recorded in the book of Acts, and I think you just put this out on one of your blogs, happened in the marketplace.
That's right.
And the only one that didn't happen at the temple gate. And so this question is, how have you ever seen God work a miracle through your business? And if so, what happened?
Oh, that's a testimony. Dude, do we have about 90 minutes left?
a little bit less.
I'm a speaker. Come on, I'm a keynote, Darren. has God ever worked a miracle in my business? Let me share a short testimony about, as I mentioned a couple of times, 3-4 years ago, my secular business dried up, lost 75% of my business in 1 year. And it was just God saying, hey, wake up, pay attention to me. And as I reached out for that, Darren, it became very clear that it was time for me to come and totally submit. That was the first key lesson I learned in my business. As best as I can describe it, I learned what submission was. And it came in this phrase, whatever, wherever. That's how I described it. And even if it wasn't in business, it was walk away from your consulting, walk away from your coaching and writing. That's fine. Whatever, wherever. And when I came to that point, then, Darren, the power of the Holy Spirit started working in real time. That's where God gave me the concept of To a Higher Level and the Impactor, the book, and the Impact 500. And that led to redesigning and completely reshaping my website, my brand, my focus. That led then to introductions to some of my great friends now at Marketplace Chaplains. I spoke at a Marketplace Chaplains event just 7 months ago. In the back of the room were some local business people as well as the president of Marketplace Chaplains. One of those business people became now and is still a retainer client of mine. I'm helping him and his company reshape their convictions and their business plan. Also there was the son of the founder of FCCI, the Fellowship of Companies for Christ International, who introduced me to their current president, Terrence Chapman. Terrence has been following my blog now for 2 years. He said, I'm really like what you do. Would you consider next year, 2015 annual conference, FCCI, be one of our keynote speakers alongside Franklin Graham, Bruce Wilkinson, and Randy Pope?
Seriously, me
on the same, I'm five keynoters at next year's conference. And now I am on the same platform level as Franklin Graham. Now you tell me God is not a God of miracles.
Well, you're an incredible speaker, but I mean, this is that's definitely exceptional. That's absolutely miraculous.
It is miraculous. It truly is. Praise be to God. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm going to start crying. I'm glad the video's not on. I'm going to start crying.
I love it. I love hearing about miracles. And I think it's one of the things that we need to expect God more for, because I mean, there's plenty of books about, applying principles and doing things ethically and all of that. But we also need to just expect God for things that we can't do on our own.
That's right.
I mean, we have to have him at work. I mean, I love the story of when Jesus turned the water into wine. And one of the things I noticed just recently is that those water pots were not just regular water pots. They were water pots that had been set apart for the Jewish purification ritual. And that's what Jesus filled up with wine and turned the water into wine. And so, I mean, what that says to me, if you will just dedicate, set apart your business for the work of Jesus, for the work of the Holy Spirit in the earth, then, you know, he might use your business to turn water into wine, you know, do something extraordinary that will turn people's hearts and minds toward him.
Darren, that is so insightful. And in fact, just like you know what the key part of that story is? Is when the mother of Jesus, the earthly mother Mary, turned to the servants. Do you remember what she said?
Do whatever he tells you. Yeah.
And when the servants did what he said, Peter, throw the nets,
right,
fill the water. That's when that unleashed the potential of the miracle. Do what he says.
Yes. That's so good. So what's one of the most effective marketing strategies that you've ever used, and what results did it produce?
Oh, you're going to love this quick story.
You know how much I love marketing.
Oh, my God. I backed into this. I know God led me in this, even though I really wasn't seeking him. This is before I really came around, my friend. But my very first big-selling book entitled Getting Employees to Fall in Love with Your Company, that was the American Management Association Spring Selection back in 96. Here's what I did. I wrote a small pamphlet called Beyond Motivation. It had about 50 best practices. I shipped that to some of the company's CEOs in the book, S. Truett Cathy and Herb Kelleher and Anita Roddick and all these folks, saying, hey, you made my little book. It was a cheap little pamphlet. Darren, I got about 15 letters back. Wow. And these letters, well, this is pretty good. So then I was going after a publisher. I decided American Management Association. Now, here's what I did. I ended up actually doing the marketing, the test, beta test marketing for my book before I even got it to the publisher. My cover letter basically said this: Dear, this happened to be lady's name was Adrian. Dear Adrian, Tom Peters says, compelling and manageable, lots of powerful stuff. Herb Kelleher says he loves it. Anita Roddick says, I keep it on my desk all the time. Jack Smith, who was in the CEO of GM, said something. What are they talking about? My short-run, self-published little pamphlet that I'm looking for a publisher. You interested? Well, they jumped all over that. So I've even taught that story to the National Speakers Association, you know, a lot of speakers there, the publishing books. So as a marketer, I think you can appreciate that. I actually ended up doing all the beta testing. This is a book that people want, and it still was one of the biggest sellers over the next 10 years for AMA.
And I think one of the big reasons for that is that you served those companies through writing that book, because you were able to present their companies in a positive light, which, I mean, ultimately, that when you are able to help to kind of shape the public's perception of a company and their leadership, and just letting everyone know that this is a great place to work, this is a company that's ethical, takes good care of their people, I mean, of course they would want to get the word out about that and help you. And I think the lesson there for me and for all of our listeners is to, if you're trying to market something, figure out a way to make a win-win for somebody.
That's good.
And they'll want to support you.
And if you don't mind, a shout out for your listeners, I am now collecting that same kind of data for Christian-based companies. And if they're currently working for one, or if they know of one, we all know the Chick-fil-A's, and you know we've got all the stories. You know, we know the In-N-Out Burgers. Please, I'm not disparaging them, but I'm looking for new, fresh stories of companies that are doing something interesting. Like some of my local retainer clients have their own missions foundations and institutes that they support in third world countries. I would love to know. I want to collect those kinds of stories that can educate and enlighten and encourage. Let's build a Christian business-based best practices institute.
Wonderful. Well, you're preaching to the choir here. Definitely, listeners, if you know of any companies that are doing great things and are living out their Christian faith in the workplace through their business, definitely let Jim know so that he can kind of bring this into his body of research that he's putting together.
That'd be great. TwoHigherLevel.com. You can just email me at jim@TwoHigherLevel.com. That would be great. Thank you, Nir.
Excellent. So you were just sharing a little bit about one of your previous books. Now tell us about your most recent book, The Impactor, which I've just recently started reading, and I love the style. It's especially for readers that don't read a lot of nonfiction, or readers that need to get some more fiction into their diet. It's written like a parable. It is a parable. It's got that narrative style that just draws you in. And he shares principles of leadership. I mean, what does it look like to apply Christian values, Christian virtues in your company? And so tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you, Darren. That's kind of you to say from a man who is a writer and a marketing guru. This was my first attempt at writing a business novel, a business story. Typically, my books are, here's what these great companies are doing. Let's, you know, here's the four steps or the three ideas. But rather, I took a step back and God led me to say, why don't you tell a story about a cynical new magazine writer who is told to come down and write an article on this company of the year that happens to be, they didn't know at the time, run on biblical principles of excellence. And so this Chicago-based hypothetical, this is all just, I just made it up. This Chicago-based magazine writer comes down to little Bowling Green, Kentucky, my hometown where I was born. I went to college there, bachelor's and master's, Western Kentucky. And he looks, you know, goes to this company and sees how this company is run. And the leader there of that company had come to the Lord a few years earlier and was running this human resources firm based on biblical principles. And he learned there were four major categories, four major virtues that he ran this company on: character, competence, courage, and commitment. And he taught this magazine writer what each of those meant. There were three pieces to each one of those, and how he lived it out in his company. And by the end of the story, the magazine writer was not so cynical, because he saw that they were actually doing something. And frankly, Darren, that's going to be the first of another book that I'm writing, that I'm three quarters of the way through writing now, called The Wind Chaser. And in The Wind Chaser, this leader of this company is going to mentor a young man who is the typical success-driven, lost professional business person. And he's going to show him how to live a life moving from success to significance, that is, giving his life to Christ. So it's going to be a parable that's going to be a business track. So this is just one of several that the Lord's placed in my heart.
Wonderful. I mean, I really like that. I mean, that's Jesus's style of teaching, is through stories, because it just draws you right in, and that's what you've done in this book. So highly recommend folks go and check that out. You can get it at toahigherlevel.com and also on Amazon, correct?
That's right. You can go to theimpactor.com, theimpactor.com. It's also listed there. So you can get it there or at Amazon or right from my site. That's right, Darren.
Excellent. So besides The Impactor and besides the Bible, what is one of your main go-to resources for information about how to improve your business?
Well, right now I'm holding in my hand a book called Marketing Like Jesus. Were you trying to get another plug in there?
All right. Yeah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
I'm not saying it's because you've just been kind enough to invite me. I have read your book now twice. And I am going through it, and I don't know about you, but I underline, I highlight. I mean, you've got some absolutely great points. One of them that just jumps out to me, for example, I just loved: be proud to ask big. That is huge, Darren.
Yes.
So many consultants and speakers, business people think they have to be cheap, particularly Christians.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's the hardest one.
If I could just add to that, if I could just encourage you as well.
Yes.
Value follows fee, not the.
I love it.
Follows fee. I can walk in and buy a Kia at $25,000 and get the same trinkets as a Lexus at $45,000. But I'm buying a Lexus. Why? Value follows fee. If you try to lowball yourself and you're cheap, this is one of the things I coach my clients on. If you're the lowest, then you're just down in the dirt. No, separate yourself, make it worthy, make it unique, and charge a premium. Not astronomical, but charge a premium. I'm on a Mac right now. I have an iPad. I have an iPhone. Well, duh. You know, I mean, that's just one example. They know how to put the value above the fee. So that's one of the things that I loved about your book. Be proud to ask big. But other books, I've got so many that I refer to. I know you do too. In fact, I just recently blogged on this too. God in the Marketplace by Henry and Richard Blackaby. God in the Marketplace is a phenomenal book. It asks questions managers and leaders ask them and their executive Christian coaching, and it gives them answers on what to do. I love the classic Business by the Book, the Larry Burkett book. Oh, it's a timeless, timeless piece on how to manage on Christian principles. And in fact, Larry Burkett was one of the founders of FCCI. So that was his teachings of the men who became the presidents and leaders of FCCI. They wrapped his teachings in that book. That's how that book came about. I tell you one that's a great one, Darren, that you might want to look at yourself. I encourage you to get this book, Kingdom Companies.
Okay.
how 24 executives around the globe serve Jesus Christ through their business. Kingdom Companies is exactly the kind of book that I'm looking to keep writing and keep researching, that uncovers what companies outside the U.S. are doing to actually implement, to integrate Christian faith in their countries. It's a fascinating book, Kingdom Companies. And one of my all-time favorites, in fact, I just gave Mark Russell a shout-out a couple of weeks ago in a blog, Our Souls at Work is the name of that book, Our Souls at Work by Mark Russell. These books have in common for me that they teach us not just what we're supposed to do. You know, yes, we are to be the fruit of the Spirit, of course, but how they are doing it and the challenges they face and how they go about working through those challenges. It's the how-to, the nuts and bolts best practices that really get me going.
Wonderful. I love those actual stories of companies, Kingdom Companies. I'm going to definitely check that book out in particular, because it's incorporating your faith with your business is not as cut and dry, I think, as we would like it to be, in the sense of a lot of people would just assume that we need to do it like we would do in church and just pack all of your employees into the conference room and bring in a preacher and give them a sermon with the altar call at the end. And in business, you have to, in many ways, be more in tune with the Holy Spirit about how to go about expressing your faith, because there are, I mean, on Sunday morning, typically everybody's a Christian, or for the majority of people, it's just kind of expected that you would be very overt about talking about the things of God. But in business, you have to be much more shrewd. And so I love that you're working on this project, and that there are others out there. And that's what we're trying to do, is find out, what does a Christian company, what does a Christian business owner look like? And what are some of the things that they're actually doing?
Yes. That's my passion. That's what God has called me to. And I'm just going to finish strong, my brother. I'm just going to finish strong. Here we go.
All right. Well, Jim, how can people get involved with what you're doing, and where can they find you?
Well, you can find me at totohighlevel.com, totohighlevel.com. That's the website. You can really get involved by just signing up for my blog. It's typically twice a week. When you do, you'll receive, right now I have as the offer, a 50-plus page business planning system. This is exactly what I use with my retainer clients. You get the worksheets, you'll get step-wise on how to create a business plan. And yes, it starts the very first thing with your convictions. What are your biblical principles upon which you want to run your business? But the rest of it is it's common, except that it's really a three-page system. In 3 pages, you can go from a three-page, a one-page three-year snapshot to a one-page annual plan to a 30 or 90-day action plan in 3 pages. And that's what I have in that system. And that's free for signing up for my blog. You can also, as we've said earlier, Darren, if people would like to just check me out on LinkedIn at Dr. Jim Harris or totohighlevel.com, come and just comment if you know of a company, or if your current company is doing something really good, you would like to give them a shout out. We would love to hear your stories and love to write a blog, a post about it. So you can contact me in any number of ways.
Beautiful. Jim, this has been outstanding. Thanks so much for coming on to share your time and expertise with us, and keep doing great things for God in the marketplace.
Darren, I appreciate this. It's been a pleasure. God bless you, my friend. I just enjoyed this very much. Thank you.
Me too, brother. God bless. That's all for this week's podcast. You can listen to this episode again at darrenshearer.com, where you can also get more information about how to do business God's way. And thanks to those of you who've already purchased my new book, Marketing Like Jesus. If you're still considering whether or not to purchase this book, I encourage you to check out some of the great reviews for the book on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening. Keep marketing like Jesus, and keep doing business God's way.